turn that up a little bit.
It's time for okay, letters of the North Star Cast.
That's good enough.
That was good.
Yeah. People know what we're doing.
Yeah. People get it.
There's a title to it.
What are we playing?
Letters.
That's right.
Thanks.
Welcome back to the North Star Podcast. I am your current host, Megan Palmquist.
I like this.
And with me are my three
Welcome
contestants.
To the game.
We got
Kyle. Are we all going to say my name at the same time?
Sure. Okay, on three. Ready? One, two, three.
Brent.
Hold on.
And
Matt.
Matt.
Hold on.
Wait. Brent.
Hold on.
Wait, one. Kyle.
Oh my gosh. Where is it?
I almost fell.
Oh, no. Where'd I put it?
That would have been funny if I fell. I almost fell. I was trying to grab my notebook, and I almost just ate it.
I don't know where I put it.
What are you looking for?
While he's doing that, Megan, could you explain what's going on today?
Hold on. I found it.
Oh, gosh.
Shut up, Brent.
What is that? Wait, what?
Shut up, Brent.
What is that from?
I think it's from Waterboy.
Huh.
Either that, it's from Happy Gilmore.
Anyway, so today, since all of the sports have been either canceled, postponed, or anything, we don't have a whole lot of sports talk to do.
No.
So we figured we'd do a little quarantine letters tourney.
Hell, heck, yeah.
And last time, when I got to play, we had suggested letting Brent have a round at it, or a chance to play.
Now you get three tries at it,
Brent.
3-0, baby.
Good luck.
3-0. That's a hot take.
You got that backwards, though.
0-3?
0-3.
Oh, okay.
He's fresh. We gotta give him time. All right, so I've prepared three letters games for y'all.
Nice. I'm excited.
She's explaining the game.
I'm getting ready.
You guys know how to play.
You guys talk a lot.
Let's go.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, we're getting right into it here.
All right.
Ready?
So, for our first game... We have the letters AF. Yeah. All right. Let's get started. Your name is your buzzer. Item number one.
Clue number one.
It has its own national holiday.
Clue number two.
Has been to the moon.
Matt.
Yep.
The American flag.
Yep.
That's right.
Son of a...
Hi, Brent. Welcome to the game. This is Letters on the North
Letters
Star Cast.
He's getting cocky, Brent. We got to stop him.
All
we
right.
We got to stop him now.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
No, you're right. I'm not.
You're not at all.
All right, let's go. Item number two for AF.
Clue number one.
Tracks Santa.
Clue number two.
Built a supercomputer.
Clue number three.
They get hairier every spring.
Air Force?
That's right.
Nice.
My God.
I guess Nomad is Air Force, isn't it?
I heard Harrier. I heard Watching Santa.
Harrier. That's a good...
Yeah, they grow mustaches every spring.
I just thought Harrier and the 7 kill streak and...
Oh,
that's what I was thinking. I thought you were talking about the plane.
Me too.
Wow, that's good though. Mm-hmm. Dang.
Nice job, Meg.
All right.
Nice job, Kyle.
Thanks.
Item number three for AF.
Good job, Brent.
Get it together.
Clue number one.
Can spread to other parts of the body.
Clue number two.
Can usually be diagnosed just by looking at it.
Clue number three.
Doesn't only occur in the people it's named after.
Clue number four.
Many home remedies as well as prescribed medication to cure.
Clue number five.
Remedies include powders...
Athlete's foot.
Nice.
Nice job.
That's right.
That was a good one.
All right. Kyle's at two. Matt is at one. Brent still yet to
score, but
I believe
in you.
This is
throwing me off a little
bit, having to
push the clues at the same time.
This is really tough.
Your mind blanks.
Wow.
I like being on this side better.
Can I give this to you?
After the first one.
Sure.
Okay. Item number four, AF.
Clue number one.
Contains a mixture of chemicals.
Kyle.
Yep.
Air freshener.
Nice.
What the?
I had that written down.
Nice. Good job.
Nice. All right. Item number five. Kyle at
three.
Matt at one.
All right, going five and all here.
Item number five.
Clue number one.
Has an association with Home Depot.
Clue number two.
Had two ties in 1970.
Clue number three.
Born in 1965.
Clue number four.
Colors in homage to a local college.
Clue number five.
Mispronounced a famous quarterback's name when drafted.
Clue number six.
They're in the NFL.
And you count down from five.
Five, four, three, two, one.
No clue.
Oh my gosh.
Have you guys heard of the Atlanta Falcons?
Oh, wow.
Football's been gone too long.
Jeez. Darn it.
I was thinking of a guy.
I was thinking a quarterback.
Mm. Yeah, they mispronounced Brett Favre's name when they drafted him.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Wow. That was a good clue.
Good job, Meg.
That was a good clue.
All right.
Darn. Oh.
Kyle still at three, Matt at one. Brent, let's go.
I'm trying.
All right. Item number six. AF.
Clue number one.
A lower calorie option than the standard choice.
Clue number two.
Made from this blanched nut.
Clue number three.
Matt.
Yeah.
Almond flour.
Correct.
That's right.
That's right.
I had almond.
I didn't.
Dang it.
Nice. All right. Kyle three, Matt two. Brent. All right, item seven.
He's getting used to it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You got this.
I got one thing in my head.
By game two and three, you'll be...
Ready?
Yep.
Clue number one.
One was originally supposed to be mute.
Clue number two.
In association with MC Hammer.
Clue number three.
A snappy tune.
Clue number four.
They had a pet lion named Kitty Cat.
Matt.
Yep.
No.
What's their name?
Five,
oh my gosh.
Four. Three. Two.
No.
One. All right.
What's their name?
Let's move on.
What are we on?
That was clue number four.
Okay.
Clue number five.
Wednesday.
No.
Clue number six.
Kooky and spooky.
Kyle.
Yes.
The Addams Family.
Correct.
Nice job.
Not even close.
I needed one more clue. I rang in one clue early.
What is their name?
Not even close. All right,
so that makes it four, Kyle, and two, Matt.
Mysterious and spooky.
They're all together.
Ooky. The Addams Family. Da-da-da-dum. Da-da-da-dum.
If you would have done that, I would have.
I know, I have such a hard time not snapping when I say snappy tune. All right. Item number eight.
You're up
four to two.
I'll get this one for you.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Thanks.
Number one.
Designed to be north-south.
Clue number two.
Takes about 600 calves.
Clue number three.
There's 32 of these organizations.
Clue number four.
There are seven officials.
Clue number five.
Most popular in the U.S.
Kyle?
Yep.
American football?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't think it was that easy.
It is. It takes about 600 cows, though, to make enough footballs for an NFL season, though.
I believe
That's
it.
That's wild.
Wow. I believe it.
That's crazy.
Why do they call it pig skin?
No clue.
Weird.
I think they're originally made from pigs.
Probably.
Sounds good.
I'm going to go with that. I just researched that. But.
Sounds wonderful.
That locks up the win.
Yeah, but we're still going.
Oh, we're still going.
We're playing for points here.
I haven't even
Brent needs
in.
To get on the board. Let's go.
It's all right.
Just do it.
Ready?
Yep. Item nine.
Clue number one.
The higher the rating, the lower the efficiency.
Clue number two.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Audio frequency.
No.
Kyle is out for the remainder of this clue.
Might as well. I already won.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, let's go with clue number two.
Clue number two.
Risk clogging if not changed.
Clue number three.
Found in a car or in your home.
Matt.
Yep.
Air filter.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right. If I would have waited.
Yeah. I had to have Kyle help me with that one. We have one more. We still have item 10.
Okay, I got this.
5-3 to get on the board.
You have two more games to play.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We got a lot going here. All right. Item 10.
Clue number one.
In association with three inaugurations.
Clue number two.
The first lady in this position.
Clue number three.
Whitney Houston's godmother.
Kyle. Aretha Franklin?
That's right.
Dang it.
Nice job.
Kyle wraps it up. 6-3.
I had apple fritter stuck in my head, and I was like, she's going to do it. Bakes. Like,
I did almond flour. That was my baking thing.
Dang it.
Take that, please.
Now I'm at a disadvantage again because Matt's not distracted anymore.
glad I could help you.
Do you want to play the tiebreaker I wrote for just like general?
Sure.
Just for fun.
Yeah. This doesn't count for points, but we'll add it to it. All right. Item 11. Oh, gosh. I have to do this.
Clue number one.
Involves five different organizations.
Clue number two.
Has a population larger than some small countries.
Clue number three.
America's second largest employer after Walmart.
Clue number four.
Rankings.
Clue number five.
Defense.
Clue number six.
Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard,
Brent.
And yeah.
Armed Forces.
Correct.
Nice job.
Where's the that's right?
Good. No,
good.
That's right.
Good thing it doesn't count.
All right, you're good.
Glad you got that
now
one.
Now you're prepped for
yeah, now
two
I'm ready.
And three. We got this.
I'll let you guys have one so I can take the next
one. All right, so Kyle won that one 6-3.
Yep. Nice job, Kyle.
AF. Thanks. Now, for game two of
way
letters.
To get winning streak going.
Here we go. Here
we
go.
We got this. All right. Item one. The letters are MM.
Oof.
Oh, boy.
Let's do this.
Brent, your thoughts?
Yeah. You have anything running through your heads?
Yeah, a name, but it wouldn't work here.
All right, well, what's the point?
Yeah.
All right, item one of MM.
Clue number one.
First released in 1962.
Clue number two.
Nickname of the professional basketball player Jamal Mashburn.
Clue number three.
This single was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart the same year from October 20th to the 27th.
Matt.
Yep.
The Monster Mash.
That's right.
Nice.
They did the mash. They did a monster mash.
Fun fact, it was originally named the Monster Twist because they wanted it to be in association with that dance. But instead it was the mash.
Interesting.
Interesting indeed. All right.
That could have been on it. How you said that.
All right. Item number two of MM.
Clue number one.
Made an appearance in Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Matt. Kyle.
Matt rang in first.
Mike Myers.
Dang it.
Brent.
Where's E?
Right, no.
Rang in second.
Oh, no.
You don't have to answer if you don't want to. We'll play power trip rules there.
Oh, really?
Since you rang in when I rang in and I got it wrong, you don't have to answer. Because I'm
then I won't
I
answer.
I know you were going to say the same thing.
Brent. You want to answer?
Yeah.
All right. What do you have?
Michael Myers.
Sorry, that's not.
Damn it!
All right, Kyle.
The mic.
Michael Myers is different than Mike.
Take your time. All right.
I don't know then.
Number two.
About the demise of a romantic relationship.
Clue number three.
Created in Sweden.
Sweden.
Clue number four.
In Italian, this means my mother.
Clue number five.
This is a song, musical, and movie, along with the sequel.
Damn it.
Oh my gosh.
Clue number six.
Written by two members of the band ABBA.
Count.
Five, four, three, two, one.
I don't know.
Mamma mia.
Oh, no.
Here I go again. Mamma.
Dang it, I would, I don't know.
Oh.
The Mike Myers threw me off.
I know.
It was so, yeah.
But it isn't Bohemian Rhapsody. Mamma mia.
Yeah.
Mamma mia, here we go.
All right, item number three.
Good clues. Yeah, that was good. Really good.
That was a good trap.
I have a future game in the works. I have one that will really mess you up. All right. Item three of
this is her life now.
Oh, I love doing that. This is all I did today. All right.
Clue number one.
Lived from 1931 to 1995.
Clue number two.
An all-star 16 times in his career.
Matt. Mickey Mantle?
That's right.
Ooh.
All right,
you
Matt.
You beat me to that one.
You're at two?
Two.
Nice.
Kyle? Am I at two?
Everyone, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm at zero.
All
two
right.
out of the four.
You got this, Brent. Come on.
Fourth all right. right now.
Item four. Of MM.
Clue number one.
Didn't speak for 12 years.
Clue number two.
Her name is actually a nickname.
Clue number three.
Wardrobe based
Brent.
On... Yeah?
Marilyn Monroe.
Ah, oh, thank you.
Damn.
All right, we're going to reread.
Thank you.
Number three.
Clue number three.
Wardrobe based on flapper fashion.
That still fits.
Clue number four.
An unofficial Disney princess.
Clue number five.
Known for her bow with polka dots.
Matt.
Oh. Yeah.
Minnie Mouse.
That's right.
Yeah. That one hurts.
I know. I wrote this one just for you.
That one really hurts.
All right. Item five of MM.
Clue number one.
Not a natural blonde.
Brent.
Kyle.
Brent.
Marilyn Monroe.
That's right.
Thank God.
Hey, that's your first point.
There we go.
For your point in letters. Oh my gosh, I have something in my eye.
Bless you.
Get it out. Get it
out. No, I think it's an eyelash. All right.
It's okay
it's
to
not
be
an insect.
No, it's okay to say you're emotional after Brent getting
first
point.
Thank first you. Point.
Right. I'm emotional.
This is I'm verklempt.
Talk about blood.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic. The Roman Empire was neither Roman nor an empire. Discuss.
Where is that from?
Coffee
SNL
talk.
Coffee talk with Linda Richmond.
Oh yeah.
Like butter.
Oh my gosh, Barbara. Your legs are like butter.
All right, item six of MM.
We can keep going.
Oh yeah, yeah. Item six, MM.
Clue number one.
24 to 29.
Clue number two.
Previous meeting was Bounty Gate.
Clue number three.
January 14th, 2018.
Clue number four.
Kyle.
Matt. Oh,
Kyle?
No.
Minneapolis Miracle.
No.
Damn.
Nice shot, Kyle.
Damn.
Good one.
I
you
needed
guys are
that.
So close.
I needed that. What are we on?
That one was good.
We're on item seven. Matt, three. Brent, one. Kyle,
so
one.
So I need to get all three. Or you need to get all three.
I'll get them.
You got this.
Or I
if
need
Matt
to get
gets,
one.
If Matt gets one, he clenches
he wins.
It.
No,
yep.
No.
I don't know how to do this math. You
what
guys are
it?
Good at letters math.
Well,
because that'd be four.
Four. And there'd be two left.
Three.
Seven, eight. All
right,
left.
Let's play seven.
Eight, nine, ten.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's right. find out at the end.
Yeah, right?
Item seven of MM.
Clue number one.
$10.4 billion wagered.
Brent.
Clue. Yeah.
March Madness.
That's right.
Nice.
Nice job.
That was huge.
All right, 3-2-1.
I'm only
Matt,
getting one.
Brent, Kyle.
If we get past one clue, I'm out.
You get stuck on something and you're yeah. like, you're stuck. All right, item eight of MM.
Clue number one.
First state to implement was California in 1996.
Clue number two.
Used for pain, nausea, and anxiety.
Brent. Medical marijuana.
That's right. It's Ooh. Medicinal.
I have medical.
Oh,
you
that's a,
are lucky.
That's a good, Very good point. Yes.
Power Trip wouldn't have.
Well, sorry.
Well, this isn't the Power Trip. This is no letters.
We have Matt with four. Brent with two. Kyle with one.
Very disappointing.
Kyle, you are out of this, but still could play upset. Brent needs to clench the last two to win.
Don't
to
you
tie.
Fucking answer.
And Matt,
wow.
Either wow. Two,
he's into it now.
You win.
Where's the eat shit, Derek?
Item 9 of MM.
Clue number 1.
His real name could also qualify under these letters.
Kyle.
Yes?
Marshall Mathers.
Oh, that's a really good guess.
But that guess, Brent. That's not his.
Yes?
Mike Myers. Sorry, I had to do it.
As if Matt gets this, he wins. Do you want to hear the rest of the clues?
Yes, please.
Clue damn number it. 2.
Appeared in the movie Scary Movie 5.
Clue number 3.
Suffered from addiction.
Don't mess it up.
Clue
oh boy.
Number 4.
Ariana Grande's boyfriend for 2 years.
No, he's still Matt.
Yes.
Still
Mac Miller.
That's right. Dang it.
He was in a scary movie.
I guess so.
Interesting.
What's his real first name?
His real name is Malcolm McCormick. That was the next clue.
Wow.
That would have given
McCormick.
It away.
McCormick. Do you think he's like the spice dude? McCormick?
Yep. Same family. Yep.
Yeah, probably not.
We got one more.
All right. So Matt has clinched the win with 5. Brent, you still have 2. Kyle, 1. Last clue or last item of MM. Let's get some points.
Clue number 1.
In association with the Houston Astros.
Clue number 2.
Owned by Coca-Cola.
Matt.
Yep.
Clue Minute Maid.
That's right.
That's good. Minute Maid Park.
Yep.
All right, 6.
Good job, Meg.
For the final score.
Yep.
Tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker. Yeah,
let's do it.
For fun.
For funsies.
Tiebreaker MM. Let's do this.
Clue number 1.
Voted most handsome student at his high school.
No.
Clue number 2.
Suffered from baldness in the 90s and had to undergo treatment.
Clue number 3.
First appeared in Dazed and Confused.
Clue number 4.
Has a line of clothing called JK Living, named after his life motto of just keep living.
Clue number 5.
From Texas.
Clue number 6.
He's known for the phrase, all right,
Matt. Kyle.
I heard Matt.
I heard Matt first, too.
Matthew McConaughey?
That's right.
Brent.
No.
It's weird pronouncing, but.
What is it?
McConaughey.
Yeah, I don't have it then.
It
doesn't
Kyle,
matter.
Matthew McConaughey.
It's a tiebreaker.
Yeah. I'm doing it for my paper. You got
plus
the TB on the first one.
Hashtag TB12. Hashtag TBXTB. You hear about that?
Yeah,
he's putting
Tampa.
A trademark in for Tom Brady and Tampa Bay. TBXTB.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you can sell shirts.
All right.
Why wouldn't you do TB squared?
Yeah.
He's not cool enough.
I don't know.
He's old now.
Why X?
But if he's... Never mind.
You just
TB
YX.
Quantity squared.
Yeah, YX.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so Matt won game 2, Kyle, Kyle won game 1.
Brent.
Right? Each had 6 points.
Yes,
Brent, I
got this. You got on the board.
I Brent. Did.
That was,
we're coming back.
If you double your points,
sorry.
You'll be at 4.
Did I miss you?
So, I mean, if Brent wins this game, I don't really have a tiebreaker for the tourney today, but
that's okay.
I mean.
We'll call it a win.
Yeah.
A win's a win.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I don't think it's going to happen, so you're good.
All right.
So for the third and final game of letters today, I wanted to stick with the double letters theme, and this time it's SS.
Hmm.
Haven't you done this before?
I think so. I don't
you
know.
Did you?
No, I don't know.
I don't think.
I didn't think I saw any double letters.
I
or
also,
vowels.
I don't, I think you're right. And I don't.
6 feet.
A lot of the times I get them confused with initials.
Oh, right.
Like, I'll like MM.
Yeah,
I had a few
that.
Of initials, of, and I was like, God, did I write the clue for this at one point?
Mm-hmm.
But no. So I get it confused.
And then he's like, no, I guess I didn't.
I'm drawing blanks on this one.
All right, SS. Item one of SS.
Yeah, I just move it all the time.
Clue.
I
know you're
number one.
Existed from 1967 to 2008.
Matt.
Clue. Number two.
The Seattle Supersonics?
That's right.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep.
You gotta do something. Wow. Now.
They moved to?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma City.
They're now the Oklahoma City Thunder. I have it in my notes. All right.
Dang.
Wow. Off to an early lead right there.
Doesn't it suck when he gets it on the first clue?
I work so hard into all
okay,
these.
Okay, start reading some then.
The next one was shared a stadium with the Mariners.
Matt.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you could have been confused with another Seattle team. You
the Kraken?
Yeah.
The Kraken. I like that name.
No, this one just won more finals than the Minnesota Timberwolves. Yeah. No, really. Any team has.
If they've won playoff one. Games.
Okay. Anyway. Item two of SS.
Clue number one.
Rejected twice for the James Bond franchise.
Clue number two.
College dropout.
Clue number three.
His first full-length movie had a profit of just $1.
Steven Spielberg?
That's right!
Son of
a... Wow.
Yeah, we get it.
That was a shot in the dark. I'm so... I thought it was going to be an actor.
Dang it.
It's fine. All right. Matt.
Do you want to read more?
No, it's fine. Item three of SS.
Clue number one.
Never wear sunglasses outdoors.
Clue number two.
They once barged in on Jimmy Carter in the bathroom.
Kyle.
Yes?
Secret Service?
That's right!
Nice job.
They never wear sunglasses?
Outside.
Why?
I don't know.
What about inside?
I forget. I don't remember why reading
it. Do they wear it inside?
Sun never sets on a badass.
I read this one fact. Lincoln was assassinated the same day he founded this organization, though. Yep.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
But it wasn't originally...
He founded it when he mm-hmm. was assassinated? How?
The same day, yeah. That but they weren't day. Responsible for preventing, like, protecting the president. They were originally founded for preventing counterfeit currency.
Are you breaking stuff?
Yeah.
Counterfeit
stuff?
Currency?
Great yeah. point.
That was their job originally. I mean, I think it still is partly, but mostly known for protecting the president.
That's interesting.
El Presidente.
All right, Matt 2, Kyle 1, item 4 of SS.
I have nothing for SS.
You got this.
I got one, and it's probably not one of her things, because you probably don't know who it is. Like Marshall Mathers.
Who? Number 1.
I don't know who that is.
Eminem.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. No. I know who that is, because Matt's told me that before, and yeah. All right, item 4.
Clue, number 1.
Named after an Arabian Nights phrase.
Clue number two.
Came from a question asking if television could teach anything.
Clue number three.
In 1970, one of the main cast members became a music star.
Clue number four.
Features a character that is 8 feet 2 inches tall.
Clue number five.
All but one characters have 4 fingers.
Clue. Number six.
It was almost named 123 Avenue B.
Brent.
Yes?
Sesame Street.
That's right.
Nice job.
Good pull. Cookie Monster is the only person to have 5 fingers. Everyone else has 4.
He's got to eat those cookies. She is for Cookie. That's good enough for me.
Yeah. Crazy. He wasn't Thanks. The music star, though.
But
I don't think he was the music star. I think Rubber Ducky, so Ernie.
Rubber Ducky, you're the one.
All right.
Hey, everybody. It's Kermit.
So we got Matt with 2, Brent with 1, and Kyle with 1.
It's the Muppets.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Kermit was an original member of Sesame Street, so.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Was that a clue?
No, it was not.
I don't even have any money. I have a particular set of skills.
All right. Item 5 of SS.
Clue. Number one.
Voted most likely to end up in the electric chair by his classmates.
Jesus.
Clue number two.
Voted into the Boxing Hall of Fame.
Clue number three.
Broke his neck while filming a fight scene.
Clue number Brent. Four.
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone.
That's right.
Nice.
We got a tie game here, nice folks. Job. Matt with two, Brent with two, Kyle with one. We're on to item six.
That's a sad first clue.
I know.
Yeah, jeez.
Was he that was bad as a kid? No one understands me. It'd be blah.
Nobody knows.
No one understands me. Literally. Yeah. It sounds like he's already been in an electric chair. That's why he got voted for.
He just figured it was...
just assumed he already did happened. It.
Okay, item six of SS.
Clue number one.
Born in 1968 in the Dominican Republic.
Brent.
Yes.
Sammy Sosa.
That's right.
We got a leader.
Wow. I didn't realize he was born in 68.
Have you guys seen him lately?
No.
Oh, look him up. We'll do it after this because it is.
Yep.
It is a messed up.
All right.
Wow.
So Brent with three, Matt with two, Kyle with one. Item seven of SS.
Clue number one.
Part of a phrase most frequently used at McDonald's.
Clue number two.
A movie.
Brent, yeah. Super Size.
That's right.
Dang it.
Wow.
Uh-oh, we might have to.
Running away with it.
Quick, he's got a rhythm. He's got a rhythm.
Nice job, Brent.
I know McDonald's.
Yeah.
All right, Brent with four, Matt with two, Kyle with one.
I have nothing for SS.
Yeah, right?
He's got four.
Item eight, let's go.
Clue number one.
Part of the Defenders.
Clue number two.
His board was created because the artist was sick of drawing spaceships.
Clue number three.
Ranked as the 47th greatest comic book character.
Clue number four.
Can convert matter into energy.
Clue number five.
Part of his description is his color.
Matt.
Yep.
The Silver Surfer.
Dang it.
That's right. That's not what I was thinking.
Yeah, the last one was featured in a Fantastic Four movie. Yeah. I'm sure Dad had it by, like, item two or clue two.
If not one.
Yeah.
He doesn't listen, let's be real.
He'd probably listen to this.
He will. He listened to the last one that I said the same thing. I'm like, he's probably not listening. I don't know what we were talking about. He came back, he's like, what do you mean I don't listen?
I think I said something about, like, not knowing a hockey team's name. The Minnesota Moose, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. And I was like, don't tell Dad.
He's like, he doesn't listen. He does. Hi, Dad.
He was all excited when I... Yeah. All right, item nine. We got Brent with four, Matt with three, Kyle with one. And let's just play. I don't want to do the math.
Yep.
Item nine.
Clue number one.
Benefits are modest.
Clue number two.
Contains nine numbers.
Matt.
Clue
Social three. Security.
That's right.
Damn. I was going to say it, but...
You thought it was too obvious?
Yeah.
Is it 4-4?
Four.
It is.
All
right. Item 10.
One.
Come on, Kyle.
I mean, yeah. Let's do this. Item 10.
I had...
Clue number one.
First appeared in Central Asia and date back to over 5,000 years ago.
Kyle?
Yeah.
Samurai sword.
Ooh.
Dang it.
All
right.
It's probably longer than that.
Kyle's so we're gonna have points. If someone gets this, we're gonna have a winner.
Clue number two.
The modern version had its origins in North America.
Clue number three.
Platform designed to support or float.
Clue number four.
A form of hiking.
Clue number five.
Got it.
Three versions include trail use, mountain use, and running.
I got it.
Clue number six.
Mainly used in the winter months.
Matt.
Yes.
Snowshoe.
That's right.
Oh.
So Matt wins.
Shaking over here.
I got... I'll see if it's the tiebreaker.
I don't think it will be if it's anything close to that.
The first part was what got me. Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. So Matt won with 5 points. Brent.
Nice job.
Put up a really good performance with 4.
About time. Is there a tiebreaker?
There is a tiebreaker.
Let's do it.
I always do tiebreakers. I know the rules.
All right.
Tiebreaker.
She know the rules. This is Megs from Megs and Pegs. Jesus. Callback.
Clue number one.
16 nations. Nate, move. I can't speak.
Woo! Clue number one.
16 nations involved in construction.
Clue number two.
Most expensive object ever built, costing over $120 billion.
Brunch. Skyscraper. Damn.
Clue number three.
Third brightest object in the night Kyle. Sky.
Shooting star?
Man-made.
In a bright sky. I heard sky and it changed my answer. I had a different one. It's probably the answers, right?
All
right.
Clue number four.
Circles the entire planet once every 90 minutes.
Brent.
You can't.
Space Matt, station.
Yeah, space station.
That's right.
Good job.
I had silver spoon.
I had sterling silver.
And she said in Asia or something like that.
That would have been a really
and
good.
And so it just was stuck, and I was like.
There were so many where I was like, that's obvious, and they would get it. Like the Seattle Seahawks, and I was like, well, that's obvious, so that's why I did the
I don't know, we missed the Atlanta Falcons.
I know.
Yeah.
That's true. This is true.
That was good.
There's so many that I'm just like, you'll get that, but then I'm like, but will they?
The tough part is writing. So it lasts clues long enough.
Clues that are vague enough.
I was so pissed when you got him on clue one.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, we should look up Sammy Sosa.
Oh, yeah, he's looking
I didn't
rough.
Realize he was younger than... Like, I thought he was old. Like,
oh, like you thought he was, like, dead?
No, not dead, but, like, old. Like, in his 60s.
How old is Babe
60s.
Ruth?
He's... In his 50s. Babe Ruth?
Yeah, is he dead?
Yeah, he's dead. He's been dead for a while, yeah. I think.
That's a recent picture?
That's, like, real recent.
Let me see.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that before.
Well,
wow.
Next time you want to do another quarantine letters tourney, let
total,
me know.
Totals for
points. Sure.
All of us. I had one win with 8 points. Maddie P. had 14 points with 2 wins. Brent had 6 points with no wins. We all got a tiebreaker.
Nice.
That was good.
That's big stats. 6 points.
Six
stats. That gets you.
That's an
third.
Average of two. Two.
You're
yeah.
tied.
You third.
Or I remember you're tied with whoever like the leading person, non, like normal players
Jack?
Are. I don't remember who it was.
Maybe it's because
I remember you said you got to put up 6 points or something.
Chad might be. Chad, like,
yeah,
Chad
maybe
might
Chad.
Be.
He's
Chad
only
or,
played once. I think
Chad
he got
or Jack.
Three or four.
Yeah.
I think Jack is.
Or did I have to get 4? I don't remember.
Jack has played a couple times.
Yeah.
Either way.
He's done it at the S-Fest.
At the S-Fest preview S-Fest. And
then
the Guys Weekend tourney.
I don't know
put
if
up
we,
a fight.
I don't know if we kept stats for that one.
Oh, you
guys
didn't?
Weekend?
I don't think so.
Oh. I ran the table. No.
Can we look at that?
I had Rock Thomas on the first clue. I had Dream Team on the first clue.
How do you remember these? I don't even remember what we did for the first one.
Today?
AF?
AF. I write them down.
Yeah.
How do you not have Marshall Mathers?
Because I had Mac Miller.
So it's not the same.
Yes, and? Thank you for setting those up. That
yes,
was a lot
yeah.
of fun.
Thank you.
Oh, those were
really
great. I have a lot in the works. I have ones. I just need to write clues for them. So
perfect.
I think I have 15 ready to go.
I
just
like
need
it.
Clues.
I like it.
So whenever we want to play again?
Like 15 different sets of letters, not just 15 different items.
Yeah, no, yeah. I understand.
What do you guys have planned for this quarantine effective as of tomorrow?
Still
got
to go to work.
You do?
Yeah, we're exempt.
For what? What do you make?
Medical devices.
Oh. Hmm. All right.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
I know.
Is that a mask?
Nope.
Then what's the point?
Catheters for stents.
All right. Fair enough.
Is that all right with you, mother?
I guess.
Can I have my computer?
Yeah.
He needs his, buttons. Give him his buttons.
I eventually have to move out of my lacrosse apartment, so I have to do that
this
eventually.
House is a prison!
That's where I'm at.
Right. When do you
now?
Have to do that?
Hmm?
When do you have to do that?
By like middle of May. So I mean, I have months.
Yeah.
But...
Was it Mankato?
the dorms got refunded.
Yeah, so did lacrosse. A lot of colleges crazy. Did. I mean, it's like just partial, like yeah. the semester.
That's what I say. Just like press pause on money for like a month. Just it on like everything.
Would be very nice.
Yeah.
Be very nice.
Yes.
That was a big debate in like our office was like, should landlords be charging rent during this time when if people aren't making money? But it's like that's their sole income. So it's like if they're not getting money, then
yeah.
So it goes both ways. Like yeah, but you don't have money to pay rent, but also
if everyone does it, then no one has money, and then everyone's in the same spot. Yeah. So yeah. I mean, if everyone collectively kind of just like bands together for this month. Because, like, for me, I have to file for unemployment. I don't have a job until May 1st. So God,
that's crazy.
Yeah, because I substitute teaching. Can't do that.
Obviously, you don't need substitutes right now.
Lifetime is closed because it's government-based. So it's till May 1st. And my third job is coaching, and that's through the district. So that's also...
It's canceled.
Yeah. It's basically canceled.
It's three paychecks worth of a period long. Like, that's insane.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So my schedule right now, Animal Crossing came out on the Switch last week. I've been playing that. That requires all my mornings. In the afternoon, I take Hank for a walk or a run.
That's his dog, by the way.
And Hank is my dog. He is not another person.
Black bear.
He is a black bear. And then get home, do like a at-home workout, and I wait for...
Excuse me, bitch!
Then I wait for my parents to come home for social interaction.
Sorry. Hold on, hold on.
Shut your mouth.
I would rather be working, to be completely
dude,
honest.
Dude, so my job, I started a new job, and it got pushed back to
work, today was my first day.
I have lost my mind.
Like not working?
Just not working.
Yeah, you run out of
stuff
to do.
Oh, my God. It's just, you just sit there, and you're like, I could do, like, I could take the trash out.
Excuse me.
Then what? Yeah.
What do I have left for 23 hours, 59 minutes, and 30 seconds?
It's so annoying. But
yeah, those who are working don't want to work, and those who aren't working want to work.
Yeah.
Because I don't. Matt doesn't want to work because he's just.
It's not that I don't want to work. I just don't want to drive all the way to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're, did you work from home? This
I'm
week?
Scheduled to for next week, but I might have to go in for the week.
That's
instead.
Where you're at. Like he doesn't mind working, but he's sick of the drive, so he'd rather work from home.
Where I can crack a beer.
Yeah. I mean, he could do that at work, but it's very frowned upon.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just
hello.
It is crazy. Like. People are saying, like, this is something that everyone will remember. And it's true. Mm-hmm. And at the start of it, it was just like, ah. Like, oh, well. And now it's to the point where it's like...
9/11, it's World War II, it's...
Restaurants aren't open till May. Like,
yeah, that's
that
unbelievable.
Is incredibly
they
far away.
They reopened on my birthday, and so I'm really hoping I can go out for my birthday.
Oh, 21?
No.
Oh, I don't know how old you are.
I'll be 22.
22.
Yeah. 22.
21.
21.
But still, I read a tweet, and it's like, everyone's bummed about missing their spring breaks, but once we get out of, like, this quarantine stuff, it's like the whole country will be on spring break. Yeah. It'll just be wild.
That's true.
Well, la-dee frickin' da!
Yep. That's what the I'm essential people are saying.
Yeah. Brittany.
No, let's move on to other
business. No, I am thankful that Brittany is able to work right now.
Because you guys would be screwed.
Oh, God. Yeah, I can't imagine.
Those are my two bugaboos.
He doesn't even listen.
I'm listening.
No, you're not.
You're staring. I'm trying to figure out which button to push that would fit into our conversation.
Well, that's kind of his job
that
now.
Didn't work.
He's the soundboard guy. Yeah,
that's how he talks. That's the only way he can talk from now on. We should cut his mic, and he can only talk through the soundboard.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, that's all he gets.
Better get some good sound.
So, dates. Any sort of like conversation that you don't want to deal
this
with?
House is a prison.
you can just talk okay. on that.
No, I lied. Let's leave his mic on just to hear him laugh.
At himself.
Yeah.
Those are good, that's though.
Yeah. You're a comic genius.
Matt asked for us to give him ideas for a new soundboard, so it's kind of our fault.
You're a comic genius.
Wow. Nice shot. I just shot.
Man, that was annoying.
Well.
Matt, when he presses too many buttons.
What are you looking at, butthead?
What's the one that made me laugh last week?
Do you have a fart?
Forget it, Donnie, you're out of your element.
I do have a fart.
God. Sorry. I farted.
I don't like Shrek.
It That's wasn't Shrek, that was bastard. Fat bastard.
Oh, it sounds like
the,
Shrek.
It's
it
is the same
Shrek. Oh, Myers.
Yeah, Mike Myers is like four different characters in that movie.
I like the kid in Shrek who goes, do the roar. He goes, do the roar.
I don't even know Shrek. I don't know Shrek.
I haven't seen it.
You should get
it
some donkey quotes.
I do. I have one.
Look at that donkey.
I have one.
That's a nice
Ready?
Bolt.
You gotta be quiet.
This would be so much easier if I wasn't colorblind.
Sounded like he's talking backwards at the start of that.
Blue flower, red thorns.
Do it again.
That's Eddie Murphy.
Oh, was it red flower, blue thorns?
Blue flower, red thorns. Blue flower, red thorns. This would be so much easier if I wasn't colorblind.
You know how you listen to like the Beatles backwards? You guys ever done that?
No.
Or like
I don't
Led Zeppelin
have
and
a
it
way
sounds
to
like
do
devil
that.
Or something.
Yeah. You just look it up on YouTube.
Oh.
Because there's like conspiracies around
it. If
you
play Stairway to Heaven backwards, it says Satan is good or something.
Yeah. Dude, it is. It's creepy.
Yeah.
It's really creepy. Play it.
Well, let's start the insanity.
Okay, do it.
What are we playing?
Go to like Yellow Submarine backwards.
Oh.
Brisket.
You heard the dude that can like talk backwards like that?
No.
Like he does that.
Jim Carrey did it in Ace Ventura.
Who's that singer?
Yeah,
I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. And
Missy Elliott.
Thank you.
Missy.
She actually says it backwards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jerry,
did you watch this new one?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either yet.
I don't have Reddit, so I don't. Smarter every day.
Oh. I don't watch that.
Do you watch...
I should, because I'm unemployed and I have nothing else to do.
Do I have to do anything with the computer?
Is it... What's going on? Just
give it a wiggle.
Switch it to the E square and...
Is that creepy?
What is he saying? It sounds like he's saying irreversible. Like, hear a voice.
Okay, this is creepy. It's so creepy.
Yeah, it didn't sound like anything, though.
No, watch that at like midnight in your room by yourself when
Let's
it's pitch black. That's what I did in high school. And,
it just reminds me of the South Park when they say Biggie Smalls three times in the mirror and Biggie Smalls keeps showing up. And he's going to Satan's birthday party and he's on the plane there and then Stan's dad says it. So then he shows up in the bathroom again, and then he shows up in the bathroom again later after someone says his name again, and he keeps getting pissed. So he starts shooting everything. Because it's like the scary stuff, like the... You say Bloody Mary three times in the mirror or something bad
happens. I've done
happens.
That. Nothing. I ain't scared.
I ain't scared of ghosts.
Yeah.
Black bear.
I ain't scared.
False. Black bear.
Oh, man.
What else you got?
Not got that.
You don't have to.
What are friends for?
Nothing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're crazy.
I've never fully watched Seinfeld.
It's really good.
I love his stand-up.
The show about nothing?
Yeah.
His stand-up
Gold
is so
jacket,
good.
Green jacket, who gives a shit? Jackass! Hey, good looking. I am the smartest man alive!
Me, every time I talk about sports.
No, I will not make out with you.
Brent.
Aw.
Good wedding singer.
chlorophyll. More like borophyll.
Oh.
No one can resist my sweaty balls.
I thought you just had one of those TV laugh tracks in there, just in case you said something like that didn't get a reaction.
That's actually
just
good.
I wish we'd known each other. This is a little awkward.
I saw someone did like an edit of Friends without the laugh track in it, and they're like, it just looked like a bunch of like blank silences, and it was just really awkward.
I hate laugh tracks now. Ever since The Office, because The Office doesn't have it. And so now, ever since I've like listened to the laugh tracks, I hate them.
Well, there's like The Office isn't set up for a laugh track.
Like, there's not supposed to be an
audience. Yeah.
Friends is set up for a laugh track.
But that's it. Like, I don't like laugh track comedies anymore.
What, okay, so, it, like...
The shows itself.
Your taste has evolved.
Because it's literally, like, you say something, and then I say, like, a one-liner back, and it laughs. And then you say something, and then I say something funny, and then everyone laughs.
And
there's no, like...
But the thing is, it's not even funny.
No.
It's like, what, No Date Friday? It's like, yeah. No,
I just got my tonsils out.
Yeah, no, like, The Office is interesting, though. Do you listen to Office Ladies genius. Podcast?
Yes.
No, I haven't, but I want
the
to.
Office Ladies Podcast?
Pam
the
and Office. Angela.
It's
they
very
have a
good.
Podcast?
Yeah.
They break down every said. Episode, like, and they just do, like, one episode per episode of the podcast.
You gotta find
they
the...
they go in order. It's very interesting. I just started. Oh,
sorry.
You gotta
they're
find
super,
the... I thought that like, was you.
They're really good friends, aren't they?
They're best friends.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
The best friends. Yep.
Now what?
It's a good one, though.
Recommend I don't know. It. I got nothing.
They like.
What are you gonna say? You should find the...
The... That's what she said. That's
what she said.
The one, that one's my favorite, because he's... That's what she said. Thank you.
You always left me satisfied.
Satisfied and like smiling.
Because he was like yeah. like holding it in.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Wow, that's going to be really, really hard. Will you pass me that spring?
I think spring? You took on the shape of a unicorn.
Thank you.
How many Step Brothers quotes do you have on there?
Randy Jackson from American Idol.
Did he drop my drum set?
That's the 13. One I wanted to like bring up on the soundboard. Like, guess who I saw at Kingston today?
Randy Jackson from American Idol.
No.
I'm not kidding.
Whoa.
Whoa. All right, anything else?
Where are you going?
No?
Good talk.
I don't have anything.
Thank you, Megs and Pegs. Thank
and
you for putting that
talk
together.
About things here, we must only discuss work-associated things. Mm-hmm. And you can consider this my retirement from comedy.
That? Yeah.
And in the future, if I want to say something funny or witty or do an impression, I will no longer ever do any of those things.
Does that include that's what she said?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
That's too good. So good. Thank you, Megs and Pegs, for putting it together.
Sorry,
thank
I interrupted
you guys for having
that.
Me again. That's
okay. Yeah, thank you.
If you haven't already booked me for your grad party, that may or may not be happening.
Hold on. Yeah. Grad parties could still happen.
That's like June and July.
Yeah,
August.
Yeah. Graduation just might not, which is awful for all those seniors.
But we still have to wait on grad parties. But... Yeah.
Yeah. Go to Megs and Pegs on Facebook using promo code NorthStar. Get $6 off your monthly subscription box. This month will be
animals themed.
There you go. For the month of
April.
I think you took
and
on
I might
the shape
actually
of
put
a
together
unicorn.
A May box because not a whole lot's going on and people should have cookies during this time of quarantine.
Love it.
So maybe I'll do a quarantine themed box of like quarantine and chill and Netflix and
this house all these is a prison.
I like it.
Maybe some office clothes.
Yeah.
Some stepbrothers.
There we go. So go on Megs and Pegs Bakes. Is that correct?
Megs and Pegs, yeah.
On Facebook and order that today using promo code NorthStar. Get $6 off your monthly subscription box or just use promo code NorthStar to help out the podcast and support us. Other than that, I think that is it.
I got nothing. Kyle, anything?
No.
No, Megan, anything?
I'd probably hit
until
a soundboard button.
There we go.
Here.
I'm too far away.
I want to get another keyboard or something, like a USB keyboard, so...
Yeah.
So more
you
people
need,
can...
You need that in front of you, that table in front of you. You need that.
Well, we'll have another keyboard so somebody else can have it. And we can, you know?
Yeah. Put down you'd have to memorize
I have an Apple keyboard.
You do, yes, you do.
We'll get that, and then one right there. We'll all figure.
Oh, the mouse, too. You could use the mouse, and I think you can double-click.
Eat shit, Derek!
Yep, you can.
Other than that, let's put a wrap to the show.
This house is a prison!
I've been Megan.
Yeah, go for it.
I said I've been Megan.
I'm Matt Palmquist.
I'm Kyle Moore.
And I'm Brent Wallace. We are the North Star Cast, wishing you a very happy... This is exactly why I started doing this from day one. It's because of stupid-ass holidays. It's National Make-Up Your Own Holiday Day.
So what are we making up?
Nothing. Because it is stupid.
Happy non-opening day opening day.
Sure. What?
Baseball.
Well, it's baseball opening day, supposedly.
So it's going to be a new holiday.
Happy
opening day.
Non-opening day. Okay.
How ridiculous that we make up a non-holiday making up day.
That's called lazy.
Yes. Stupid.
Wow.
I love you.
Thank you. Are we going to?
Thanks for setting that up.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was great.